From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter is in Iraq's Kurdistan Sunday. He's there to review the ongoing military offensive to retake Mosul. As the Pentagon chief went into talks with the Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani, U.S. officials said Kurdish Peshmerga forces had almost reached their goals in the week-old offensive. The battle plan is for the forces to stop along a line at an average of 20 kilometers outside the city of Mosul. Meanwhile, Pope Francis Sunday appealed for peace in Iraq, saying violence in the country had left him speechless. During his comments for his weekly Angelus prayer from the window of the Papal Apartments overlooking St. Peter's Square, Francis said his thoughts were with the inhabitants of Mosul. He says our souls are shocked by the brutal acts of violence that are far too long being committed against innocent citizens. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported heavy clashes and airstrikes that shook the Syrian city of Aleppo Sunday. It comes as heavy fighting resumed after the end of a three-day truce declared by the government ally Russia. The truce ended without any evacuations by the UN, which would have allowed wounded civilians to leave and the delivery of aid. The pro-government Arab coalition Sunday stepped up airstrikes on an Iran-backed rebels in Yemen as clashes raged on the ground. Warring parties ignored a UN call to renew a fragile ceasefire. This 72-hour ceasefire took effect just before midnight Wednesday to allow aid deliveries in Yemen. It officially ended at midnight on Saturday. This is VOA News.